Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. It's now time for your morning inspiration. Here's Jen BT.
Thank you so much, Ed Lover. So, you guys, I was scrolling through Instagram the other day, as I usually do, and that's how I get sparked for my morning inspiration. And I noticed this advertisement in my feed. It's popped up a few times. I don't know what it says about me, but it's the self-growth plan challenge where you pay to be a part of a book club, I guess, where once a week you are given the best chapters of popular self-help books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There's even one called The 5 a.m. Club. And yes, there's even a self-help book called Make Your Bed. Okay. So listen, this is my inspo or my advice right now. Put the self-help book down. It's not going to help, okay? Take it from someone that has read a slew of self-help books. It's just someone taking your money, not making you money at the end of the day. Put the audiobook down, okay? I wake up at 5 a.m. It's not all that great, right, Krista? You're tired. You're sleepy by 7, okay? I don't know about that book. So here's your inspo from that rant. These people are writing the self-help books because they figured out their frequency to success and self-love. That same frequency, it's not going to work for you ultimately because everyone's unique gifts from the universe is all different. It's all about being in tune with yourself. So your inspo is start journaling, take a walk around the Baha'i Temple in Wilmette for inner peace, or go to the lake path for self-reflection to start that journey, okay? I read this one book called Girl Wash Your Face Off, and my face still felt grimy after reading that book. So at the end of the day, find your frequency so you can be in tune with yourself, and you're going to save yourself that $20 a month picking up a new self-help book.